WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top Trump ally Elon Musk says he is disappointed with the budget bill President Trump hopes to pass in the Senate. The bill, which has already passed in the House, would add trillions to the national debt because of spending and extending the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley convicted of swindling tens of millions of dollars from banks and the IRS, both expected to get pardons today from President Trump. There was a rally at Harvard University yesterday against the moves the president has taken against the school. Ryan Enos is a professor at Harvard.
Freedom of speech and due process, these are the foundations of the American system. These are the foundations of a free society. But Donald Trump is attacking these freedoms because they get in the way of his authoritarian takeover.
The administration says it has the right to set the rules for federal funding going to Harvard because of anti-Semitism. Macy's lowering profit expectations for the year because of uncertainty over the trade wars. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research, education, or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible projects could receive grant funding through the program, ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he's currently focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has already entered the race on the Republican side. The City of Ashland and the Ashland Rotary Club are reconsidering plans for a splash pad in the area. The Rotary Club had planned to pay the city $2,000 each year to cover the cost of water and maintenance, which may not be enough after the city increased water rates last year. City officials are requesting the splash pad be moved from Bayview Park to Central Rail Yard Park and be operated through a well. The well would cost $20,000 to install, and the Rotary Club would donate $10,000 over 5 years for maintenance. Burnett County officials are reminding ATV and UTV riders to check the county's trail rules and summer ATV map before heading out. County officials are reminding riders that ATVs and UTVs should be used on state-funded summer-use trails only, which are designated with a white blazer. Riders should also be on the lookout for red flag alerts, which close the trails during times of high fire danger. No off-trail use will be allowed, and it is the rider's responsibility to determine if a specific township allows ATV and UTV use on some town roads. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
NFL, Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockonson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us no matter where you're listening. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show coming up for you today. Next hour, we're going to be joined by State Representative, make sure I get her name correctly, Renuka Mayadev.
There you go.
The Assembly District 77. She's a new lawmaker, but we're going to be talking about the Democrats coming out with their own ideas on how to fund child care in Wisconsin, which is an ongoing concern. And if you attended any of the four listening sessions that the Joint Finance Committee had across Wisconsin, that was one of the top three concerns that people brought up, along with health care and education. It was child care. And, of course, the Republicans stripped everything out of Governor Evers' budget, including money to make sure we have child care.
Shocking.
I know. So Representative Mayadev will be joining us after the 10 o'clock news. I hope you can stick around for that. We will lighten things up for the last half hour of the show, as we like to do, with a little audio sorbet.
Ooh.
Take a little breath, get a little away from the news for just a little bit. So after the 10:30 news, start thinking about it now. We would like to find out what was on your high school soundtrack.
Yeah.
Who were the bands on your high school soundtrack? This was prompted by the passing of Rick Derringer, who was 77 years old. He was instrumental in one of my favorite songs from high school. It just puts me right back to being 16 years old. So we want to find out about what was on your high school soundtrack. That's coming up after the 10:30 news, and then we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Pigeon Quest edition.
Okay.
Because you were talking about Pigeon Quest with Pat Kreitlow earlier this morning, and Civic Media's own Melissa Kay.
Award-winning.
Award-winning, and she's getting a pigeon. That's a whole other discussion. But this Pigeon Quest edition of today's Tisbat has a local tie-in as well. So stick around for that. That's coming up at the very end of the show around 10:51. Did want to start off just taking a quick look at the markets. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all down. Of course, they had a big rebound yesterday.
Why is that, Jane?
Well, because Donald Trump backed off on the tariffs that he promised on Friday.
Oh, man, it almost seems like he does this all the time.
It really does. And then I stumbled on this article from HuffPost, and we won't spend a lot of time on this. But here's the headline. Wall Street investors mock Trump with a four-letter code word. It's called TACO, which is code for Trump always chickens out. Referring to Donald Trump's tendency to announce massive tariffs, causing the markets to crash. only to back off days later, and then we see the markets rise again.
But Jane, isn't this how Donald Trump is playing 3D? No, I'm kidding. 4D chess.
I thought it was 5D.
You minions, you puny libs don't even understand how he's playing the game, but more so the game's playing you, Jane.
Our brains just can't comprehend the brilliance. Mm-hmm. Credit is going to Financial Times commentator Robert Armstrong for coming up with this. Trump always chickens out. The New York Times noted that, yes, this happened again just in recent days. On Friday, of course, the president announced 50% tariffs on the EU. On Sunday, he announced, I'm going to delay those tariffs amid a new round of trade talks. And then when the market opened yesterday, it had a good day.
Hey, Jane, I'm not a successful businessman, but then again, neither is the president. My point is, if I want, like, let's say I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
And I want to do business with you, Jane.
Yes.
And let's say we have to come to the table and make some discussions and compromise to find a common ground to move forward and do business together. How would you react if instead of saying, hey, I'd love to work with Jane Matinere and Matinere Industries, get our two brands together and move forward together, or if I said, hey, if she doesn't do business with me, I'm going to make sure that I try to level her business-wise and ruin her. And then a day later, I'm like, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk.
Oh, fine.
It's this every time he makes these sweeping, like, not indictments, but you know.
Announcements.
Announcements that have real effects to the stock market, which, by the way, folks, has an effect on that your whole 401k. Every time the market goes up, they're like, how's your 401k? Well, it can be fine, but some days it tanks by, 10%. So how about you just cut out the part of the huge, sweeping, ridiculous announcements and just say, we want to come to the table with the EU and have discussions on trade and come to an agreement together to move forward, because we can't work without them and they can't work without us. So let's do this together. Like, that would just be so much easier. And you'd still be like, Donald Trump.
But he's got to be the tough guy. He's got to be the tough guy.
But it's always tough and then not tough. Hence the nickname.
Yes. Trump always chickens out.
Yeah.
Again, not from us. We're not the ones who are giving him that
I didn't name. Do it. I'm not that smart.
You can bring it up with Robert Armstrong from the Financial Times. I just wanted to point that out. I thought that was kind of amusing. We are going to move on, though, to our very own senior senator, Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson hits Trump tax bill. For this, from the Milwaukee Journal, Sentinel says there are enough Republican votes to stop the process. Rojo, not a big fan of the tax bill backed by Donald Trump, which poses major consequences for taxes, Medicaid, food stamps, the VA, mm-hmm. which we're going to talk about a little bit later on in this hour. But Rojo says he's got enough. There are enough GOP senators who are prepared to block it. Because it's not cutting enough.
It's not cutting enough. Yeah.
Because we want to carve some things out because I'm concerned this might affect my constituents. No. That's not it.
No, I need more of Medicaid's money for my tax breaks. That's what I need. I need to take, let's go for Medicare too. And I know my buddy up north said not even a nickel. Mr. Van Nickel Orden here said not a nickel, but we're going to also slash SNAP as well. We're going to basically, we want to find waste, and always the waste comes from programs that help regular folks. It's never, let's look at military spending. Let's look at taxes on the rich, taxes on big companies. It's always, hey, are you a family of four just trying to get by? Well, we're going to make it a little bit harder because I need a seventh helicopter.
Well, and it's, we know you're abusing the system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Essentially.
If you're using the system, you couldn't be a great American. So I'm a great American, Jane. I'm a great American. I need my corporate welfare. Absolutely. You can't have your personal help, personal assistant programs.
They're the job creators group.
Mm, trickle down, baby.
And they'll leave. Otherwise, they'll just leave.
Goodbye.
I believe there was a president who at one time essentially said that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If all the millionaires leave, we'll say, well, we'll miss you. Yeah. The bill passed in the House by just one vote. On May 22nd, mm-hmm. now several Republican senators sounding the alarm over the price tag, which is expected to add around $3.3 trillion to our deficit over the next 10 years and swell the federal government's debt.
Which I feel like if Ron Johnson gets his way, it will only be worse.
Well, the one thing I think that Rojo has an issue with is they want to raise the debt ceiling again.
Yeah, which they always do.
But he also wants to go back to pre-COVID spending levels.
Okay.
That, from what I have read, is kind of his whole thing.
But that's not where we're at nowadays with... I think the thing for me is that they just say, you know, the phrase, say the quiet thing out loud. Now they just say all the things out loud all the time. And they're willing to explode the deficit and not really care because they're going to point the finger at somebody else. They're going to point the finger probably at Joe Biden. It's probably going to be his fault. But they have, they're not even trying to do it quietly anymore. They just have no problem saying, this is the bill we want. It's going to be great for America. Yeah, we'll add $3 trillion to the deficit, but that won't be my fault or my problem because I'm rich.
Right. Well, it's not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt me. Ron Johnson talking to CNN's Jake Tapper. That's a whole nother discussion. This is our moment, says Rojo. We have witnessed an unprecedented level of increased spending. This is our only chance to reset that to a reasonable pre-pandemic level. Ron Johnson called for a different approach towards the deficits before he will come on board. And again, he's not the only one. The bill includes a $4 trillion increase in the debt ceiling that has to be approved in order to prevent a default on America's debt. That could hit sometime in August.
I think I understand now what he's trying to say is if we cut more, there won't be as much of a deficit increase. Okay, I see what he's saying. I don't believe that for a second because every time they do something like this, they explode the deficit. I don't care if it's $1 trillion, it's still trillions of dollars that some, whether it's responsible Republican or Democrat or independent or Jill Stein, whoever wins next, they're going to have to come in and unscrew this up.
Yes.
And that's what always happens. And then the Republicans come in and say, this isn't good enough. And they're really saying, well, we don't like poor people and I like to be richer. So we're going to take away all your stuff so I can get more money. And we don't really care what it does to the deficit. We don't even really understand the deficit.
Dick Cheney said it. Deficits don't matter. He's on tape saying it from years ago under George W. Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deficits don't matter. Talk to Dick Cheney.
Let's stop. And yeah, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up because let's stop treating this like it's a recent thing.
Oh, gosh, no.
This has been that's when it was the quiet part. And he said it out loud.
Yes.
Now they're just brazenly going out there, being corrupt, accepting free planes. And screwing over your kids, and your grandkids,
and your kids,
and
kids,
anyone else who shares your bloodline. But, Jane, you can make your voice heard by going to myvote.wi.gov. Call your representatives.
Call your representatives.
Call your congressmen. Call your senators. Even call your state reps, too.
Absolutely.
Just let them know exactly how you feel about this.
Every single Republican in Wisconsin in the House voted in favor of this measure. Every single one of them.
Including Derek Van Orden, who said that SNAP, I'm going to keep saying it. He said SNAP would not go down a nickel. And then he voted for a bill that slashes these programs. A man who grew up poor, by his words, on government cheese, his words, and on assistance. And he is going to make it harder for those on those benefits to get the money they need to survive.
In his defense and in defense of other lawmakers, I don't think he's read the whole bill.
No.
There is a Republican lawmaker down south who just appeared in front of his constituents and he was asked about some of the specifics of this budget bill and he admitted that he hadn't read it. That went over really big. That went over really big with the crowd. Yeah, they're only making $174,000 a year, you guys. Why should we expect them to sit down and read the entire bill that they want to push through? No, they just vote for it.
Because someone said vote for it. Is this the bill?
Is this the bill the president wants?
Yeah. Okay, I guess it's can I go to lunch
and,
now?
And I'm not just, I think the Democrats are guilty of the same thing.
Well, I think the Democrats are, I mean, when it comes to like the money and, you know, I just think now about, oh, I make $174,000 a year. Yeah, but tell me about your stock portfolio.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. All right, we're coming up against a break. We will return. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You don't mean no harm. You just don't know what else to do. Yeah!
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, coming up later on today with our friend and colleague Todd Alba. From 2 to 4 p.m., Todd's going to preview what may or may not be in the upcoming Wisconsin budget with Pat Kreitlow and also Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and his What's Worse for Today, which is a great segment. Mm-hmm. If you want to lighten things up a little bit,
yeah,
and we can all use a break. Today's What's Worse with Todd will be your restaurant serving styles edition.
Restaurant serving styles edition.
I don't know if it's buffet.
Oh, I love a buffet. I love a breakfast buffet.
Oh. But join Todd 2 to 4 today across the Civic Media Radio Network. Right before the break, we were talking about Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson not happy with the proposed budget that has been passed by the House because Rojo would like to see more cuts. Essentially, it doesn't go deep enough. We had a comment on the live stream from Phil who says, Brian Stile is running ads stating that these are Biden's issues that he's trying to fix. I saw it yesterday. Yeah, that's not a thank you for that, Phil. Not a big surprise that they would blame Biden, even though during Trump's first term, how much did he add to the deficit?
I'm looking it up right now. It says the deficit reached nearly 4% of the gross domestic product in 2018 and 4.6% in 2019. I'm trying to find the actual number.
The actual number?
Increased deficits by about $2 trillion.
Okay.
And that is, according to this ProPublica, this is a ProPublica article I'm looking at right now, that it is the... he added in the pandemic, he oversaw the third biggest deficit increase of any president.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump in his first term.
Oversaw the
third biggest deficit increase of any president.
Let's if you would like to send this to Brian Stile and you don't know how to reach him,
yeah,
go to myvote.wi.gov.
Absolutely.
Just so they're clear on exactly who's adding what to the deficit. Not that Biden was not perfect.
No.
Not saying that at all. But this amnesia that they have about who did what and when, or maybe they're just hoping that the rest of us have amnesia.
I think they absolutely count on that. I think they absolutely count on these. Because what did Trump do a couple weeks ago? He said when the stock market tanked, that's Biden's stock market.
Oh, right.
He's been in office for 3 months.
Right.
Tell me how that is. And that's the most frustrating thing is that people are like, oh, yeah, totally. That's it's got to be residual. It's got to be holdover from, he's a brand new president. What could happen? How'd that happen?
But he also essentially said, Donald Trump also essentially said, good things that happen are mine.
Correct.
Bad things that happen are Biden's.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cut and dried.
Makes it easy. Yeah.
Makes it easy. Other cuts that will have some major effects. At Veterans Affairs, this from the Washington Post, plans for sweeping cuts tanks morale. They've already made cuts at the VA. Now they want to make more. They are talking about getting rid of 83,000 VA employees.
And those first rounds of cuts that came through the VA affected Wisconsin directly. And
absolutely,
some of those people who were fired, wait for it, were vets.
Yes.
So
yes,
this has a ripple effect across this state. And this sort of cut, I mean, this isn't a cut. Let's be fair. This is slash and burn. This is going to have an even deeper effect on this state and the nation on a whole. Benefits access, jobs for people who work there, and there is no reasoning behind it. And don't give me waste, fraud, and abuse, because waste is one thing. But where's that fraud and abuse?
Well, again, if there's fraud, which is a crime, that's the whole Doge thing was about finding waste, fraud, and abuse,
who?
Elon.
Who?
You remember Elon.
Who?
Co-president, Elon Musk.
Oh, the car guy.
Yeah, the car guy. Elon, it was all about finding fraud, and the Doge claimed they found all this fraud. Where are the court cases of all these people accused of fraud? Or are we just not, we're just going to let them go?
We're going to let him go.
We're just going to let all the fraud cases go. We don't care about that.
Well, it's not of anyone's interest right now in the news in the news cycle, so they couldn't care less about it.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Jean from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thanks so much for joining us. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. An outstanding show. Thank you for bringing this up. People need to hear this over and over again because we got ads on our television stations here by, I think, Securing America's Greatness Incorporated. And it's like, give me a break. Trump don't love America. He does not love Americans. He is out to kick everybody's butt because he doesn't give a gall dang. All he cares about is himself, and the sooner people wake up to it, the better chance we have to save our country and our state. And those Republicans from Wisconsin, they're all responsible for the garbage that we had with Scotty Walker. Look back at their names, and they're doing the same thing in the federal government. And we need to fight back in our state and in our federal situation here. So thank you so much, guys. Keep up the great work. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jean. Thank you so much for checking in. Really appreciate it.
You.
Always appreciate the positive vibes. And I know Jean calls her representatives all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We should all be a little bit more like that.
Yep.
MyVote.wi.gov. MyVote.wi.gov. All you have to do is put in your address and all of your elected representatives' contact information will come up for you to utilize.
Yep.
And because shockingly, they work for us.
That's amazing.
I know. It's shocking. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the VAST, statewide, countrywide, take us global on the app. Civic Media Radio Network.
Try to love again.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature continue to grapple over the next biennial budget, a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measure in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million each year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. The 61st annual Aquafest is set to get underway in Rice Lake this weekend. The event will feature 10 days of family fun, including the return of the carnival, live music, and plenty of kid-friendly events. The carnival will run from Thursday night through Sunday afternoon on Lakeshore Drive, and the concerts will be held from June 5th to June 7th. This year, the concert stage will be set up in the Chamber of Commerce parking lot after the Aquafest committee failed to reach an agreement to use the usual location at the former Birchwood manufacturing site. The Department of Natural Resources is asking northern Wisconsin residents to help update the beach list to keep people safe and informed on the Great Lakes. The DNR contacts local residents, beach managers, and public health departments each year to gather information on things like the status of boat launches and bacteria levels. That information is added to the beach list to give residents all the information they need before heading out on the water. Feedback for the beach list can be submitted on the Department of Natural Resources website. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not 0 calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian, and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And there is now a new way for you to get in touch with our shows.
A brand new handy dandy way.
I know.
It would that necessitates one to download the free Civic Media app. It's free. It's absolutely free.
Completely free.
Go to your app store and download the Civic Media app. You can do all sorts of things in the Civic Media app. First of all, you can customize it to the station you want to listen to. You can also customize the news you're going to get, whether you if you like weather more, if you like sports, whatever. You can make it work for you. It will also know your location and send you what you want to hear from your community. And what's great is how you can contact us, Jane. There's three ways now.
It's amazing.
First way, you can call us through the app.
There's a button that just says call.
Yes, and we'll get that call. We'll put you through as long as you are in context and FCC compliant. But also, you can text us through that app as well. And that's a great way to participate in our contest, our statewide text-to-win contest that we're going to be doing this Friday.
There's another one coming up.
Free ticket Friday this week. And then a little birdie has told me, Jane, that there is another contest happening very soon for fabulous prizes.
Incredible and fabulous prizes.
We'll tell you more about that in the coming days. But you can also now not just text us, not just call us, you can leave us a voice note. So here's how it works. Simply press the voice note button in the middle. You have to go to your station of choice. You press the button in the middle. It says voice text. And you record your voice. Record a message.
Record your message.
Like you've done for other people on your phone before. And then you shoot it our way. And then we, of course, listen to it. And once again, as long as it's in context and FCC compliant, we can play it on the show.
Pretty cool.
Make sure you identify yourself. You just have to tell us your first name. Tell us where you're from and tell us what station you might be listening to. So we'd love to hear from you. Download the free Civic Media app. It's absolutely free.
Do it today. Don't wait. Before we went to the news, we were talking about Ron Johnson, among other things. Ron Johnson not very excited about the budget bill that was passed through the House. He would like to see even more cuts made. And Ron Johnson is not alone among senators. This just broke. Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo lost her patience with Senator Rick Scott of Florida after he also went on and on about we need to have more cuts. We need to have fiscal sanity. So she said, well, be specific. What are you talking about cutting? Is it raising the debt limit? Is it more Medicaid cuts? Is it getting rid of green energy credits in the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed under Joe Biden? Rick Scott says, even when we do those, we don't get to a balanced budget. The only way we're going to do this is to get go through every line in the budget. So she asked him, can you identify specifics? Have you done it? Have you gone through this big budget bill line by line by line? Mm-hmm. Rick says, not exactly, but I can tell you where I would start.
Where, Jane?
Rick Scott, Senator of Florida, says he would get rid of the Green New Deal, followed by Medicaid cuts. Quote, we shouldn't be spending more money on able-bodied adults for health care than we are on our poor kids, unquote. Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, who, by the way, should know all about Medicaid and Medicare fraud.
Why is that, Jane?
He should. I believe he has personal experience. When he was running a company in Florida that was accused of ripping off people to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars when Rick Scott was the head of that company. And then when he was testifying on that matter, I think he took the fifth like over 100 times.
Yeah, let's see here. He was the CEO of Columbia HCA, which became HCA Healthcare. He was pressured to resign in 97 after company was found to have defrauded. Jane, there's that word, fraud.
There's that fraud word.
Maybe they're investigating because they know it best. He defrauded Medicare, Medicaid, and other federal programs, and the company faced not one, not two, but 14 felony convictions and paid $1.7 billion in fines. That was the largest healthcare fraud settlement at the time.
That Rick Scott was in charge
of. Rick Scott was the CEO of Columbia HCA. He was in charge when they bilked America out of so much money.
And this has always been my contention as far as I don't doubt that there is fraud and abuse mm-hmm. within Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah.
But it's those people.
Yeah.
It's not the run-of-the-mill person who is defrauding the system.
Yeah.
It's these companies.
Well, and also even if someone is like, you know, someone got an extra check they shouldn't have gotten or whatever, it's like those are cases are usually found out. And if they aren't, it's not to the tune of Columbia HCA. And I'm also very tired of this quote, this phrase they say, able-bodied Americans getting Medicaid. Able-bodied has nothing to do with it. It has to do with how much money you're making. If you don't like Medicaid, why don't you tell big businesses like Walmart and Amazon to pay their people more so they can get good health insurance, or you provide good health insurance? Because those companies have instructed their employees in the past to go on state-funded yes. Medicaid programs yes. like Badger Care here in the state. So you want to cut it. It's not about – just because you have Medicaid does not mean that you have a disability or you're claiming to have one. You could be a perfectly, quote, able-bodied person working 40, maybe more hours a week, but unfortunately your job doesn't pay enough or your boss doesn't offer good or any health care, so you have no choice. So this – scenario he keeps building, and the others have done it too, where it's able-bodied people, which automatically says able-bodied people using Medicaid makes people think of fraud inherently because they think we're bilking the system.
You're cheating it.
It's just a person who needs the program.
Who can't get health care in any other
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
And again, I maintain that it is companies like the one that Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott, used to head up. Those are the ones who are ripping off the system.
Yeah.
And speaking of Medicaid, a new proposal now is they want to do checks on Medicaid recipients every 6 months. They already have to do a review once a year
yeah.
to make sure that they are getting the benefits they deserve and that they deserve these benefits. Now they yeah. want to have a check on them every 6 months.
Cool deal, bro. Let's do that. Now, where are you going to find those people? Because you're going to have more people then. You're going to have more people on the Medicaid side who are going to be able to do those checks. Because I'm just going to put it out there. I'm sure the people who are doing it currently probably stretched thin. And because it's not like it's some lush billion-dollar company bilking America. But that's where it's Scott's old company. It's, you want to do this? Fine. Then you have to provide the people to do it, or else it's going to be, well, I have to do it every 6 months, but I can't because there's only one of me, and I am responsible for however
500
many
clients.
Exactly.
Well, and who's to say that if they don't get to all of those clients, they don't just deny them?
Yeah. Yeah. And PJ brings up a great point. I mentioned Walmart before. They're almost double dipping in the sense. Walmart is telling their employees to get on Medicare because they don't want to give them adequate health insurance or enough to get them covered. And two, they benefit in millions and millions in tax breaks. So really, who's the bigger welfare recipient?
Cheat. Who's the bigger cheat?
Yeah. Who's the bigger welfare cheat? Is it dude down the street, or is it a family in Bentonville, Arkansas, who makes billions of dollars a year?
That fine family.
Yeah.
Waltons. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Lori from Shawano is on the line. Good morning, Lori. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Well, I just wanted to, because you had already brought up that part about the billionaire being the bilkers. You know, if they're going to make people who are on Medicare, and they're going to be the ones who decide this, who are, you know, able-bodied to get out and work, it's the millionaires and billionaires that are getting these tax breaks that they're taking this money from the poor to give to the rich. Why don't they make the people who are wealthy get out there and get another job at Walmart, McDonald's? Let them fund their next yacht because they're able-bodied and they need tax breaks. So if they need a tax break, get out there and work.
I love that idea, Lori. Get a side gig. Get a side hustle, Senator Scott. Get a side hustle, Rojo. Come on, get creative.
Yeah.
You don't need another tax break. Come on.
Bootstraps.
There you go.
Get yourself some good old-fashioned bootstraps. And
start pulling on them.
Could you imagine if either one of those two yo-yos did the same, like worked at an Amazon plant or worked at Walmart or worked in a fast food joint, they'd be advocating for $25 minimum wage immediately.
Instantaneously. Yeah. Of course they would. Ellen from Milwaukee is joining us on the line. Good morning, Ellen. Thanks so much for calling in. What do you want to say about this?
Hi. I have 2 points. One is myself and my daughter are on Medicaid, and literally my psychological life hangs in the balance because and pays for my meds. My daughter has 2 autoimmune situations. She would be extremely ill without it. The other point is that Medicaid is not easy to apply for.
Right.
And I just want to make one comment. There is never a situation of getting a check accidentally. We don't get checks. The system pays, you know, the people. But it is very difficult. It is not an easy situation, and it's going to affect both our lives.
Ellen, I want to ask you one question, too, because, again, we had a guest on a few months ago who is on Medicaid, and he talked about how difficult it is, as you said, even to apply for it and to get approved for it is a long process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it sort of got these tricky things built in it that you feel like, oh, my God, you know, I'm sorry, I can't explain it.
There's a lot of confusion in even filling out this paperwork, right?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Ellen. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate
it. Something that I thought, and this is like 20 plus years ago. I was in a job where I needed health insurance, and I tried to apply for Badger Care, and I had a job. It was a part-time job, but it's not some willy-nilly program you walk up and be like, hey, I need it. And they're like, stamp, here you go. I had to do their formulas. I had to talk to somebody on the phone, and at the end of the interview, I got denied because I made $19 more a month than they would allow. So that's fine. That's the ceiling. I accept that. But $19 is pretty specific for a program they think is just buck wild with inaccuracies and fraud. They're doing their jobs. And I think that's one thing we don't talk about enough is that through the DOGE and all this junk, government works more efficiently than we actually know. We assume because it's government, it's a mess. But what we're seeing through mass firings and then rehirings and layoffs and budget cuts is that not only do these, even the smallest, tiniest department, have an effect on various people. Take, for example, HHS and the lead program here in Milwaukee. You cut that, they don't have any help, which means they're doing their job. And let's, I don't want to say leave them alone, but let's trust them to do their job then. That's how I feel about it.
I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think, too, you make a very good point about we don't need all these people. Let's fire them. Whoops, we really needed them. Let's bring them all back.
Oh, the nuclear reactor guys? Get them back in here.
Ooh, that was a mistake. We have a break coming up. When we return, all the best pardons. If you got a spare million lying around.
They're back, baby!
Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin, and we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Georgia law allows unlimited challenges by voters to the eligibility of other citizens registering or voting. Before a hotly contested U.S. Senate runoff election in 2021, an activist group challenged over 364,000 voters. The case is now before an appeals court. Remember the Georgia legislature's notorious SB 202 prohibiting line warming, the giving out of food and water for voters forced to wait in long lines to vote? That is only one of many barriers in the law targeting voters of color. Another allows citizen activists unlimited challenges to the eligibility of other citizens to register and vote, often using inaccurate or hearsay information. At issue are mass challenges to over 364,000 mostly black and Hispanic voters by True the Vote, the Texas group that brought you the discredited 2000 Mules conspiracy theory documentary. Georgia's Fair Fight Action sued, but a federal district court said voters testifying didn't provide enough evidence to rise to a Voting Rights Act violation. In Fair Fight's 11th Circuit appeal on May 13th, two judges in the three-judge panel voiced concern over the legal foundation of the lower court's decision. One judge suggested that the intent of voter suppression was enough to be a violation of the VRA, even if citizens voted successfully. Expect a decision in the coming weeks. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Kelly Teeny on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter if you would like to help us spread the news about Civic Media's existence. We're a new company.
We are.
We're only about three years old.
We're like a bubba.
My 3-year anniversary is coming up next month.
You were here from like the beginning.
Pretty early. Not from the beginning, but pretty early. But yes, we are still really a very new broadcast company. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to help us spread the word that we are here, mm-hmm. you can go to our merch store.
What?
Go to civicmedia.us, click on shop at the top. You can buy a Civic Media t-shirt. You can get a hat. Yep. And there are rumors, Greg Bach.
I hear things from some people.
Some people are saying there may soon be Matt Nair on Air merchandise.
So it'll be the best part of the store.
Sure.
Okay.
Not going to argue with you on that.
Just trying to inflate your ego just a skosh there, my
friend. But check it out, civicmedia.us. Click on shop and pick up some Civic Media merch and help us spread the word that we are here. We wanted to talk just a little bit about all the best pardons.
Wait. No, Jane. No. Did you look at the wrong schedule?
No.
Okay, sorry, Cal. We talked about that yesterday.
We did talk about it yesterday, but there's more.
There's more?
Yesterday, we told you about the Virginia sheriff who is essentially taking money from rich people mm-hmm. and then deputizing them.
Yes.
There is no process for this. It's just like, you give me money, I'll give you a badge. He pardoned him
yep.
on federal bribery charges. That's all good, but the president isn't done.
No.
More and more, leave no MAGA behind, Greg.
That sounds like something someone actually said out loud.
Ed Martin is now the U.S. attorney for pardons, who said this morning on social media, no MAGA left behind. So apparently you can do just about anything as long as you're a Trump supporter, and you will not be held accountable for it. Donald Trump, yesterday, pardoned a Florida businessman convicted of tax evasion after his mother attended a $1 million per plate fundraising dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Isn't that nice? Paul Walczak's mom, Elizabeth, attended a $1 million per plate fundraising dinner for Donald Trump's super PAC 3 weeks after that. Donald Trump pardoned Walczak, who had been sentenced to 18 months in prison and a $4 million restitution payment. He had been cheating. He had all these employees that he was supposed to be paying unemployment and all the other things that employers are responsible for. Yeah. He didn't do that. Instead, he used that money. He bought a yacht. He bought a $2 million yacht.
Well, that makes sense, Jane, that he's pardoned then, because he has to go on the yacht. If he's in prison, who's going to be on the yacht?
The yacht will be empty. Walczak was sentenced to 18 months in prison. He was also ordered to pay back the money that he owed by defrauding essential taxes by not paying taxes.
Waste, fraud, abuse.
Pardon. Also...
yeah, there's more.
There's more.
Wow.
Donald Trump has also pardoned reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of fraud and tax evasion. Now, don't forget, the first time that Donald Trump ran for president, this was brought up during one of the debates about how he didn't pay taxes.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump said, "That makes me smart."
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
That makes me smart.
Oh, the good old days. My gosh, when you just said weird things.
So I just think there's kind of it's like an envy thing.
Well, I want to know again. I know we're having some fun with this, but I want to know from his supporters who might be listening to us. Why is this okay?
Because they will say, but Joe Biden pardoned his family. That's why it's okay.
And I'll make an argument to say maybe it's not okay that he pardoned his family. But also, if you look deeper into why Joe Biden pardoned his family, it was to protect them versus two reality stars who stole from the federal government, stole from us.
Todd and Julie Chrisley, known for their TV show Chrisley Knows Best, found guilty in 2022 for defrauding Atlanta area banks to get more than $36 million in personal loans. They also conspired to defraud the Internal Revenue Service. Todd sentenced to 12 years in prison. Julie, 7 years. They just got pardoned. Quote, from White House spokesman Harrison Fields, "The president is always pleased to give well-deserving Americans a second chance, especially those who have been unfairly targeted and overly prosecuted by an unjust justice system."
It's a weird way of saying due process. It's a very weird say of due process that they committed crimes, they were prosecuted for crimes, they
found
were found
guilty
of those crimes. And now they're serving their sentence. This is not over-prosecution. This is not weaponization. These are the same laws, by the way, you and I are held to. And guess what? You probably don't have $1 million, so you're not getting out of jail if you do something wrong.
But as Ed Martin said on social media this morning, Ed Martin, the U.S. pardon attorney, said in relation to the Chrisley case, "No MAGA left behind."
Once again.
So, you got a free pass, you guys. Good for you.
Defend this behavior.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're to talk about child care and the child care crisis in Wisconsin. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The UN Human Rights Office says one person was killed, dozens hurt, as Palestinians desperate for food, water, and other supplies rushed an aid distribution center run jointly by the U.S. and Israel. ABC's James Longman has more from Tel Aviv.
The aid site itself is mired in controversy. It's run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is an operation backed by the U.S. and Israel, but it employs private security companies with support from Israeli troops. The UN calls the situation heartbreaking, and they accuse Israel of weaponizing aid to force displacement through this initiative. They call instead for large-scale aid to be delivered directly to people.
President Trump is expected to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley this afternoon, the couple convicted of swindling the IRS and several banks out of tens of millions of dollars. Wall Street waiting expectedly for the earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA. Those results will be released after the closing bell. This is ABC News.